talk tonight about some drug addictions and some things of that sort tonight. We're definitely excited. Of course, this is my lovely wife, Lady Vicky, beside me. And beside me is Sister Blake. She's one of the evangelists or ministers at the church. And we had our Fourth Sunday Fellowship. And during our Fourth Sunday Fellowship, our preachers from the church do ministry. I'm one of those kind of pastors that I don't believe that you should have people around you that are not using their gifts. So one thing that you're going to find out when you're at the hospital church, your gifts are going to be exercised, and I'm going to demand that you use them. You heard what I said. I said, I'm going to demand that you use them. You cannot sit here and not be active and not utilize your gift in this church. This is a church that we expect the gift that God has on your life to be operative. And so there's a lot of teaching in terms of classrooms and development. And for many of them, this was their first time sharing before our congregation. And so we were very blessed on Sunday to have their ministry gift before us. There's nothing like hearing the men and women of God as they begin to share the word of God. And that's what they did on Sunday. They did a wonderful job. And so you're going to get a chance to hear some of their messages. We've got pastors that are going to be calling in. We've got leaders. The lines are going to open up right at 8:30. So they're going to put the number on the screen a little bit for you, after which you will be able to call in and ask questions of our guests. And we're going to talk about deliverance, because deliverance is a big issue. And what prompted today to be about deliverance was your message that you preached, talking about the transformation and coming to Jacksonville and seeing what God did. And so that was awesome to me, hearing about the move of God that happened in her life. We're talking about commitment and dedication to the Lord Jesus Christ and being what God wants you to be. And one of the young ladies started off sharing the word and was powerful as she talked about her story being at the church. And her name is Minister Sandy Hall got a chance to share. And she's a real famous painter. She does paintings and sculpture paintings and stuff like that. And people buy thousands of dollars of her pieces. And so she was a restaurant owner and all those kind of things. And she's one of our ministers, and she got a chance to share the word. And it was the first time standing in front of a congregation. And so I want you to hear what she said, and then we want to talk about it. Any other things before we go into that, baby, you got on your mind?
No.
Okay, let's go in. Let's hear this piece by Sandy. But they can't, they can hear it. But we can. About a speck. She talked about utilizing your gift, knowing your value, knowing your worth. Sandy said she came to the church and she didn't know her worth, but being under the teaching here, she learned her worth. I think for people to know their worth, many times they're engaged in relationships, they're engaged in relations, and they don't know their value, they don't know who they are. But I think God has a plan for us to understand who we are. You don't know your value. You're in a relationship with someone that has devalued you. Now, what are we through in those kind of relationships? What do you lead them to?
Most times, those type of relationships lead to abuse. Mm-hmm. They lead to doing things as far as sexual, because it devalues who they are as individuals, and it causes that they are not worthy enough in that relationship, because a lot of times if they are put down, or if they are in a position where a person is abusing or using them for what they have and not valuing their self-worth, then it creates within them a negative drawback. And the moment that people start showing you who you are, at first you don't really believe it, but as you continue to walk, then you turn around and you start believing what someone says, because a lot of times people only want from you, but not a lot of people are willing to invest in you. And I found out that that's one thing that we do. We invest a lot in people because we believe in people. So those negative drawbacks that once took place are no longer there.
I think you're absolutely correct. Thank you. I can't see that. That looks like Mackie. Bless you, Mikey. And we are live. This is our Tuesday night stream. I think many people experience that. They're undervalued. They're abused. How do you get out of those abusive relationships?
Well, I think that once you make a decision that you want to leave it alone and you want to get away, then you'll leave. But until then, you will stay right in the predicament that you're in. Sometimes someone else has to come and help them rescue themselves, because sometimes women don't know how to get out of certain areas in their life that is going on with them. So,
I think you're correct. I think sometimes it's economic, it's financial. How are you going to eat? I mean, how are you going to pay your bills? Hey, Sister Scott. Sister Scott's on. Brian Lund's on. God bless you all. Green is on. Darnell Green is on, and several others. Thank you. Listen to me, but there's something you do. There's something you do. Vicky taught me this. My wife taught me this. She said, when you're done, you have to resonate in yourself that you're done. And you have to be willing to make a sacrifice no matter what. Bless you, Leonard. If you got to get out, get out. Mm-hmm. Leave clothes, leave shoes, leave car in the garage. If you got to catch a bus, because when you're really tired, you will have to make yourself do something about it. Didn't mean that you want to do something about it. But when you really get fed up with that situation, and then there's some things that could be dangerous. So you've got to plan your way out of it, but you've got to get out of that. And listen to me, just because a person tells you they love you don't mean they love you. And sometimes we believe in the lie or the hype that people give about ourselves. They say, you know, I love you. I can't live without you. Lies, 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 lies. They're fanning flies and telling lies. And you have to be able to understand that we evaluate people not by what they say out of their mouth. We evaluate people by their actions that they show us. And you got to get careful that you get out of that routine of evaluating people based on just what they're saying. I believe that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And some of their mouths are speaking lies because that's what's in their heart. There is no truth within them, and there's no continuity to keep their word and be faithful to the things they're saying. Mm-hmm. And you've got to recognize that if you want to know what a lie is, watch their actions. Their actions will let you know what kind of a liar they are. Their actions will let you know that they're not sincere, that they're not sincere, that they're not going to do with it. And ready? When you identify a problem, you must do something about it. I've learned, watch this, problems unaddressed do not go away. I'm going to say that again. Problems unaddressed do not, they don't evaporate, they don't disappear, they don't go away, they don't eventually get better, they get worse. So if you got a situation thinking, well, maybe they're going to change, maybe they're going to get better, trust me when I say this to you, they're not going to get better unless God delivers them. And ready? You don't have to be there for the deliverance process. Stop believing, but I'm just waiting on God to change them. Bring yourself to a place of safety. And when God changes them, ready? If he changed them, he'll change their heart in such a way that they'll realize that they were abusing you and that you needed to get away to preserve your sanity, your emotional stability. And so don't feel hostage to people's emotions and what they're saying to you that cause you to be, well, you know, I don't want to give up on them because they're trying to be changed. listen to me. You've got to love you more than you love other people. The Bible said, love thy neighbor as thyself. The problem is you have not learned how to love yourself, because anytime you allow someone to abuse you, you are no longer loving yourself. You are an enemy of your own self. Mm-hmm. Until you've got to evaluate and start saying, I can't do that to myself. It's one of the things that I've taught my ladies and the gentlemen in our church and the men in our church. I've taught them, I said, hey, you got to understand you deserve better. And you don't have to put up with anything and anybody.
Yep.
If they don't celebrate you, go where you're celebrated at. Mm-hmm. If they don't appreciate you, go where you're appreciated
mm-hmm.
at. It's a Amen. Poor frog that don't praise his own pond. If they can't celebrate you and you're in their pond, there is another pond. If they don't celebrate you at this table,
God has
prepared a table in the presence of your enemies.
Yes,
he will create a place where someone will celebrate you
mm-hmm.
and value you. And so you have to stop letting people devalue you when you know your worth. When you know the wealth of what God has placed in your life, when you know what God has put in your life, y'all keep sharing. We got over 500 people viewing. Keep sharing. Listen to me. When God has placed something in you and a value in you, and you know what God has placed in your life, you know he's placed stuff in your life. You've been through too much, too many transitions. Some of you have been in an abusive relationship. The joke almost beat you half dead. Some of you were on crack cocaine. Some of you were strung out. And if God brought you through all of that, he did not bring you to someone that will devalue you and will not celebrate and appreciate you. You need to be in the place where you are celebrated. That's a church. That's a relationship. That's a family. You need to be where you can be encouraged, pushed. Now watch this. Not false elevation. Not someone that will celebrate your mess,
mm-hmm.
but they will address your mess, but celebrate your progression.
Yes.
They will say, I've got better for you.
Yes.
And they will be for your better and not your bitter. I'm going to say that again. Somebody ought to say that. They will be for your better and not your bitter. And so God has that plan in store. So she shared that. She talked about how I heard her talk about she want a bling bling. She want a diamond. And she talked about them little diamonds, the diamond chips. And sometimes we settle for diamond chips when God wants to put bling on our hands. She also said $1,000 ain't nothing. I said, she has a baller there. She was talking. She said $1,000 ain't nothing. Somebody, if you got $1,000, they would be happy. But she said $1,000. But she said, if you give me $1 million, you're giving me something to work with. And I think that sometimes we settle for the mediocre when God has the exceptional for us. Know your worth. Know your value. Know what God's placed in your life. Know who he's put on. I teach them all the time that you've got to know what God has put inside of you. And when you understand who you are and whose you are, you are not affected by the rhetoric of other people. Listen to me. Ladies, I know that you've been through experience. Some of you have been through some traumatic experiences. If I listen to your testimony, you rocked us. You rocked us. You rocked us. You rocked us. I heard your testimony. And there are people that have been through things, and they need to hear what you said. And we're getting ready to come. Brother Mike, we're going to get a look piece of Brother Mike. Brother Mike, Elder Mike is one of the brothers at our church, one of the elders. Great guy. He began to share, and he talked about something that was powerful about this woman at the well.
Mm-hmm.
I had preached the week before, and I'm going to be honest with you. Elder Mike came back and said, Bishop, you left some meat on the bone. And he cleaned the bone as he did a wonderful job. And so these are the ministers of our church. These are the people that God's developing. We use the people in our church. I see Heather's on here. God bless you, Heather. Heather, she preached. I want her to come on and talk about that. Young girl has an amazing testimony of how she was abused and how God did her in her life. And we're proud of who God is making her. Let's go into this message, a snippet of that message that the elder preached. How God did her in her life. We're proud of who God is making her. Let's go into this message. Jesus,
when he realized that what the Pharisees were trying to do, he left that place. He left and he said he was going back to Galilee. So Galilee was some ways away, several days' journey. So he left on a journey and he took his disciples with him. But on that journey, it said he must go to Samaria. See, most Jews, they bypassed Samaria. They took the long way around because they didn't want to go through there. See, they despised the Samaritans. They hated them. They said, we don't want no dealings with these people. But they were actually of the tribe of Israel.
Oh, God. Bless you.
They were, you know.
I spit all over you. That's that anointed spit.
Samaria was the capital of the northern kingdom before it fell. And when the kingdom fell, the Samaritans, they married outside of their culture. And when they married, it was sort of like interracial marriage that was despised.
That's my phone. Connected to.
Do
you mean disconnect me?
So they were considered no longer Jews. They were considered as outcasts. They were looked down on. They were just like heathens. And so they even looked at themselves as no longer children of their fathers. They were no longer God.
He had to correct some things. He had to make some things right.
So that when Jesus,
man wouldn't make right. And did it at the well. See, it's something about first mention. See, when I think about Bishop talks about in the class about a first mention. But when I first think about when it was first mentioned, I think about in Genesis, the 24th chapter.
Wow. Wow, Mike did the thing. Mike talked about, he was talking about the dissension and while Jesus went because the there was a bunch of mess between the Jews and the Samaritans. And while Jesus must go through Samaria, if he had to straighten out the problem, address the mess that was with the Jews by extending an olive branch to the Jewish to the Samaritan nation, how that it was a necessity, and how that there's some turns that God will make in your life that's a necessity. He's going there because it's a necessity. He got to right what was wrong. Oh, good God Almighty, that'll make me shout right there. Because there's some things in our life that's gone wrong that God is going to show up just to right it. Listen to me. Now, when he shows up, you've got to obey him when he speaks. It's not that God doesn't speak. Sometimes we simply do not move when God speaks. I'm going to say that again. It is not that God does not speak. Many times we do not move from the place we are at when God speaks. I'm talking to somebody right now, and God's been dealing with you concerning some things. He's been speaking some things in your spirit. Yeah. You know that God has been talking to you and saying some things that you need to do, and you've been saying, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get around to it. Listen to me. You cannot afford to procrastinate. You can't afford to deliberate. You can't afford to sit there saturating in doubt, full of envy and upsetness, wondering what if God said it, that sells it. Whether it's starting a church, whether it's starting a business, whether it's getting married to the person that God promised you, whether it's establishing a relationship, whether it's grabbing your children, taking your family, and starting back going to school, whatsoever, not what's whatever. My grandma used to say, whatsoever God put, whatever God put in your spirit in this season, you've got to be obedient to do what God is saying to you. What that woman did, she heard the word at the well, watch this, and she responded to the word she heard.
Some of us, listen to me, you've got to listen to yourself. You've got to respond to the word of God that's in your life. There's a rhema that God's released in your spirit. You've got prophecy. You've stood in lines. You've been praying. You've been shouting. You've been talking. You're letting ta-ta-ta, ba-ba-ba-ba, tie your bow tie and all that other stuff. And you've heard it shout, fell out, rolled, got back up, and declared and decreed the word of God. But listen to me. You have not responded to the word that's been released in your life. I need somebody to touch somebody and say, I'm going to respond in this season. This is the season that I'm going to respond to what God says. I'm in a dead place. I need to get in a living place. Mm-hmm. I'm in an abusive place. I got to get out of that. I'm with somebody that I should not even be hooked up with, but they're pulling me from my purpose and the plan of God in my life. I'm stuck in some mess with somebody. I'm in a sinful relationship with somebody I have no business being in. I know it's pulling me from my purpose. I can't even focus on my assignment because I got Teddy in my ear. I got Jill on my mind. I've got to sever my connection so I can walk in my purpose and fulfill the assignment that God has on my life. I am tired of where I've been because of the assignment that God has given me for where I've got to go. Good God, man, I didn't get excited. Y'all didn't got me excited. I didn't calm myself on that. I got excited. I got excited. Now, Gene Max talked about evangelism.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a lot talking about evangelism. And Gene Max is our Haitian pastor. He is our international. He does international affairs at our church. And a wonderful guy. He's from Haiti. Gene speaks five languages. He is a workout buff kind of guy. Does all that kind of stuff. Wonderful guy. And Gene talked to us about his time in Haiti and what God did, and talked to us about power. Let's hear a little bit about what Gene was saying to us. Gene, Pastor Gene, Dr. Gene Max.
Still Christian, you need to understand the book of Acts. You need to read it to understand what the apostles did, the disciples, what they went through. It is very
Can you set on the right number?
But if you've not done it, when you go home,
you'll
have a chance.
He long enough for me.
And I'm here in front of you, not because I'm Dr. Max or because I'm Pastor Max or because I speak so many languages, but it is a favor, the favor of God, to be able to be used as a vessel for his word. Amen? Amen? We can never be qualified enough.
Did you, Senator?
We can never be qualified enough.
Huh?
And God can use anybody. But you know what? If he can use me, a little boy from Haiti, didn't even speak English, he can use you. And he can use anybody. And the message this morning is very clear. And of course, I'm going to add a little bit, but it's very clear. The message this morning is an evangelistic message. Started from Sister Cindy. When she's talking about, she needs to do more. Do more outreach, being in the street, talk to people. And it is very important as Christians, we need to do that. But if I may have a title for this message, it is also a question that I would like to ask you. Are you on fire for the Lord? Are you on fire for the Lord? Because being on fire is linked, I would say, specifically to evangelism. Because if you say, I am on fire for God and not preaching his word, then you are just a hypocrite. And it is so amazing, as a church planter myself, I've been here, you know, I understand Pastor's heart, and we are here trying to help and see the growth that we
She's
want
She's saying
to
that's the wrong number. That's the number you're
spread out of Jacksonville, but we want to take it international. But the thing of
I copy it. Oh, okay.
See,
ooh, I've
sent
a lot of people that wrong number.
We don't want to be on the street. We don't want to be in the same market. We don't want to be in our neighborhood talking to people about God. Because it's uncomfortable. But see, when you come from Haiti, you understand people are going through. But there are 99, I'm telling you, if you go to Haiti right now, you have 99% 99.9% chance of not coming back to the United States. Mm. But see, people that are on fire for God, they are preaching, getting up at 4 a.m., preaching.
Wow. Y'all forgive me. I sent some of y'all the wrong number. They're supposed to be calling in. Y'all forgive me. Don't beat me up. And they're getting ready to call in just a minute. And we're getting ready to have him. He talked about the fire of God, that you will make some action when you've been converted and the fire of God comes on your life. And listen, do you know, child of God, many of us talk about we love God. But if you love him, you'll show some signs.
Mm-hmm.
The signs of transformation will be upon you when you have committed a relationship and a life before God. There's no cheating. There's no hiding. A committed life is going to come. If you are there writing, they've got the number on the screen. We're getting ready to do calls in just a minute. I want to hear from this woman of God. She talked about her walk with God, her transformation from literally cracked Christ, how she was tired.
Yes.
You were going to church, but still strung out.
Yes.
And trying to figure out that. Let's hear a little bit of her insert, and then after you hear this woman of God message, then we're going to talk about drugs in the church. Okay.
Hello, everyone. I'm glad that you are here to be along with us, and God bless. But my word for Sunday was, you don't know where I'm at. You don't know where I went through to get where I'm at. I went into Psalms 25 and 21, and it states, you all use all your skills to put me together. I wait to see your finished product.
And that's the Message Bible, isn't it? That's beautiful. Can I do something before you go in? I want some of them to hear a little bit snippet. Can I play a little bit snippet of your message? Okay. Can you do that for us? We want to hear.
I said, but D, I'm on them drugs and I want to get off. I don't know which way to go. I don't know which way to turn. She said, son, I'm going to call you back. This lady got me in the Columbia detox for 7 days.
Your ministry was good, don't it?
Let me tell you something. God is sending people for you. That's why you got to watch out how you do people. What you say to people. Because God has sent them to you all kind of ways. Okay? So I got the detox. I was supposed to go to Columbia, South Carolina. And seemed like they couldn't find a bed in Columbia, South Carolina. So they said, well, Ms. Blake, you're going to have to go back home. I said, oh, no, I can't go back. If I go back, I'm going to die. I'm going to die if I go back. Lord, don't let me go back. When I got there, I stayed, slept it out. They called me the next morning. They said, Sister Blake, not Sister Blake. Ms. Blake, can you go to Florida?
She has to call
it. I said, any place is hard for me to be South Carolina. I called my daughter and said, I say, I need some money to get to Florida.
Oh, well.
They didn't want me to come back because they know.
Tell us you got to call in.
I was something serious.
I sent her a message.
But see, God was meant for me through all this. That's why I'm standing here today and able to tell the story. You know what? I'm a product. But the product ain't finished mixing yet. You hear me? I got to elevate myself a little bit more with God. I got to give myself to God, everything, every piece of me, to get to see the real product. Oh, glory. But I'm going to go back. My kids have sent me. They sent me. Why the money? They said. And as I got on that bus, God said, I got you. I'm going to walk with you every step of the way. I knew nobody in Jacksonville, Florida. I got there. I had to sleep in a shelter home in order to get to the city rescue to get to Catholic Church.
Wow. Wow.
My Lord. What a testimony. Before you said that, Pastor Prophetess Caldwell is on, and Prophetess, we sent you a number, and you can call in just a little bit, and we're excited about having you. Listen to me.
Yes.
From crack to Christ.
Yes. Crack to Christ.
You don't look like what you've been through.
25 years of crack cocaine.
25 years.
Yes.
Strung out. Walking the street.
3 and 4 weeks at the time.
They didn't know where you was. Just going.
Just going.
Not changing clothes.
Changing my clothes, nothing.
So somebody has a family member that's dealing with this demon of addiction.
Yes.
What do you tell them?
I would tell them to love on them and put them, help get them someplace where they could get the help. Because when you got an addiction of crack cocaine, it's a disease. It's just like having cancer or HIV or AIDS. It's a disease. It's just the only thing you act differently. And if you can help that family member, you do the best that you can to help them. Because that thing is serious. And every family has a family member that uses the drugs.
May not know the drug that it is. It may be coke. It may be prescription pills.
Yep.
It may be Oxycontin.
Yep.
And all these kind of crazy uppers.
Yep.
And downers, smacks and blues, teas and all of them. But addiction is in everyone's family. Now, I want to talk to you about it, is that you were going to church, but still addicted.
Yes.
Shouting, praising God, wanting to be delivered.
Yes.
But something happened. You talked about there was a moment where you just simply got tired.
I got sick and tired of putting my mouth on the drugs. And I asked God to help me get away and get the taste out of my mouth. You see, I don't care what type of rehab you go to, you got to go with God. He's the only one that could take the taste out of your mouth.
I want you to look at that camera right there. And I want you to look there at it and tell somebody. Tell them what they need to do.
What you need to do is take your hands and allow God to hold your hands and listen at what God has to tell you. Ask him to direct you in the right path. Ask him for deliverance. Keep your eyes on him. Listen at what he's saying. Get yourself in a good church where you got your bishop and your first lady is very understanding. A lovable church. Stay in the word. Pick your people, places, and things.
Say that one more time.
Pick your people, places, and things.
Say that one more time.
Pick your people, places, and things.
Good God Almighty.
Because that is very important. You cannot be with somebody that smoke drugs when you're trying to get off of drugs.
Y'all know I'm going to use that tomorrow. Pick your people. Okay.
You got to stay in the line. Just like my bishop told me before, if you want to have money, you got to hang around people that got money.
Amen.
So I want to stay clean and sober, so I'm going to hang around people that's going to help me stay clean and sober. Besides God, you know, so I don't hang around people that smoke drugs, which I don't have a problem out of them because I've been there and done that. I know what they're going through. I know the pain. You got some of them out there been molested, never had a mother and father to raise them. Out there just, the mother and father worked a lot and they had to raise themselves. You got families that has a long trace of addiction. And I came out of that type of family. So I had to be one that break the ice. And that's what I'm working on, breaking the ice.
And so one of the things that you're doing is being an icebreaker even for our church.
Yeah.
And going into places where people have started the process.
Yeah.
And going on the streets and doing late night stuff, stuff that places I wouldn't go and that I don't go because there are people that are knowing to go, not because I'm not scared, because I used to go get them at the crack house all the time and snatch them and bring them to church. But there are people that when you have people that are knowing it because they have, the Bible said, call for the elders of the church.
Yeah.
That means those that are seasoned, those that's been through that, done that, and that you are experts at that deliverance process because God has used you in that particular area. And I'm excited. I've got I've got some really powerful people on. I've got Dr. Kenya is on, and she's gonna talk about a conference and her sister. But she herself, God has delivered from a lot, depression and stuff. And maybe she'll say something. Put that roll in for her conference. Can you do that? Did I make you, I may not have told you to cue it up. And then we're going to have her talk to us.
Okay.
Well, listen, I want to invite you guys up to a most impactful service that we're going to be having. Every single month called the Overflow Services. This month, on February the 28th and the 29th, we will have Pastor Jamila Young. I had to be a cowboy, and I had to say, something got me here. I am the seed which was planted that derived the tree of my life. That's why I had to go back.
Okay.
I had to deal with the fact that I had to use the farm all the way from Charlotte.
That's another person?
Yeah,
is that doctor? Is that pastor? Is that Priscilla?
6651 Crestline Drive, Jacksonville, Florida.
Priscilla's 5'1". Okay. Mm. Dr. Ken.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
How are you?
I'm so excited. You're online after you. I got Lady Priscilla is on, and I've got Prophet Caldwell. I've got the gentleman from the recovery center, because we're going to give some help to people, where to go.
Yes,
Dr.
absolutely,
Kenya.
Absolutely. I was blessed by Evangelist Blake's testimony.
She has an amazing testimony, Dr. Kenya, of God transforming her life and doing some awesome things. Now, I know your sister's coming here, but I know, and I want you to talk about this conference, because your sister really works with deliverance of people. She's famous for those Car Chronicles movies.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the young men at my church that I didn't know knew her, he's so excited. He said he can't wait to get here. My son's on, and he said he can't wait to get here. Colby said, Colby Jackson said, he said, my son, he said, I'm gonna be here. I can't believe she actually come into our church. And so I'm excited about that and what God is going to do and with us. But talk to us. Tell us about you. Tell us about this meeting. But talk to us about, because you have a deliverance ministry, what some of the things that people need to do that need to be delivered?
Some of the things that people need to be delivered, the first thing and the first step to deliverance is learning how to accept that you need deliverance. And sometimes people don't want to accept the fact that they need deliverance. And then other people know they need deliverance, but they just don't know how to move in the process to be delivered. And one of the steps, and the first step, is to admit that you definitely need deliverance. And that's that in itself is a great demand of the will of an individual.
Okay. So let me get this. So mm-hmm. one of the things that happens with people that are dealing with deliverance is mm-hmm. they have to acknowledge.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And so they've got a knowledge that they've got a problem. And sometimes I think now the church makes it hard sometimes for people to be delivered.
The church makes it hard, but you have to work out your own soul salvation. And the church does not. The church does not bring the deliverance. Jesus does. And so you
Amen.
Could be sitting in. You can be sitting in a ministry that is really hard for you to even accept that you need deliverance openly. But inwardly, if you know you need deliverance, God will do the work with you sitting right there
yeah.
in the midst of everybody, and everybody won't even know except for you and God. But then God will then begin to, as he begin to process you, then people will begin to see the deliverance that took place that they couldn't see when your will when you gave your will over to the Lord at that particular moment. So, yes, the church will make it hard, but the church is not the deliverer. Jesus is.
Amen.
You better say that. Now tell us about this meeting that's getting ready to come.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to actually be in here. God has blessed us with a beautiful sanctuary, beautiful church
mm-hmm.
here, and the Lord, and she was so gracious enough to bring this conference to us. As though a lot of people, we've got about five or six, we've got some mighty men and women of God that are coming from around the nation over the next few months are going to be here with us.
Okay.
But tell us about this meeting. Tell us about this meeting.
This meeting, Overflow 2K20, is a meeting that the Holy Spirit of God led us into. And one thing about this meeting that the Lord spoke into my spirit, he said, Kenya, a lot of people need to walk, they need to get in the overflow of what was released in the beginning of the year. And so many times what happens is we lose the momentum of what God has spoken to our spirit
mm-hmm.
That's because life gets in the way. And when life gets in the way, God interjects. And one of these,
uh-huh.
and this service has been designed by the Lord God to interject in life and to help you to walk in and embrace the overflow of what you need within this year. So we're going to be there on Friday and Saturday as the Spirit of God begins to unlock and deliver and allow us to regain the momentum of what he released into our life in the beginning of the year and in other prophecies that have been spoken over our life. He's going to reassure us. He's going to deliver us.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to develop that momentum that we need to keep
mm-hmm.
going. He's going to
You better stop. You got my daughter jumping
okay.
up in here.
All right. You know.
You're talking good.
It's going to be fire in that place on Friday and Saturday.
Well, we're excited about the meeting, and we're so glad that you came on. We love you
mm-hmm.
so much. You be blessed, and thank you so
Amen.
Much for even considering us worthy enough to come on. Have a blessed,
yes.
blessed day.
God bless you.
You're welcome. It's going to be a great meeting. We've got another meeting coming up, and we'll run the video probably next week. We've got Dr. Edmonds coming, and that's that lady that raised people from the dead,
okay.
called him out of wheelchair. She was on the A.A. Allen ministry, powerful healing evangelist. She the real deal, and can preach. You know, some of them healing evangelists can, you know, and they said she blown fat, so I'm going to need her to blow around my waistline a little bit. Maybe, you know, we can get a little deliverance here. We're going to know. In just a little bit, but it's going to be an awesome time. Now I've got some great people online, and I just want and I'm running behind, so they got to forgive me. Sister Priscilla, Evangelist Priscilla, is online, and then I'm going to turn it over to after Priscilla, we're going to turn it over to just kind of flow from Priscilla to Evangelist Caldwell. And then I've got my good friend who will be here. We are partners, kind of like ministry partners. They
mm-hmm.
partner to come every year. He runs a drug center. And I want him to, some of you that are dealing with addictions or have someone in your family or you want to support a ministry that deals with that, I want you to connect with him because he is the real deal. I love what they've done. I've watched the guys as they have been transformed. Lady Priscilla, are you online?
Yes, sir.
Well, we're so glad to have you. Now you're the dancing woman for Jesus. You're known all over our city for them wings, that you take those wings and you flap them for Jesus. And I watch you and your ministry and what you've done. At one point, you were a fixture at our church, and then you grew up, and
yes.
God took you to other places to do some great things. And we celebrate
yes,
that
sir.
Growth. One of the things that
yes.
we've noticed, you did a documentary, a small video about, and a booklet about the deliverance, what God did in your life. Tell us
yes.
a little bit about, how did you walk out of that?
I didn't walk out of it. Jesus brought me out of it. And it's just like the young
right.
lady and sister that's sitting beside you. We went basically through the same thing. So that's how you know that God is drawing you. I had to get tired of being sick and tired of doing drugs. I was going to church
What's
and still getting high.
But God.
But God.
And so what,
you know,
what was the breaking moment?
The breaking moment was when I went to church and I caught the Holy Ghost. The for real caught it. And God said, while I was in the midst of that Holy Ghost, that you're going to stop playing. Because if you go back out there, you're going to surely die.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I knew it was God. I knew it was God because I never felt that power before.
So what do you tell someone that is dealing with a family member that's struggling with addiction? I mean, for everybody, it's different.
Yes. You got the love on them. You got the love on them. You got the, you know how God loves us? We got
mm-hmm.
to learn how to love them. Because without
Amen.
Love, I wouldn't have been here.
Amen.
I wouldn't have been here without that love. Without somebody pushing me, telling me that I can do better, telling them that I can be better, telling them that
Amen.
I am somebody.
Amen.
So I noticed that you dance, and that's part of your ministry, and you've shared your ministry through the city. How can people reach you? And reach your gift. How can they get in contact with you and hear you tell your testimony? Because it's a powerful testimony of deliverance and transformation. How do they reach you?
They can reach me at area code 310-704-6493, or they can find me on Facebook at Priscilla Sloan Williams.
Okay, so that slowly, and I want you to put that in the section down there. So type that in.
Okay.
Say it again.
Okay. I said they can reach me at area code 310-704-6493, or they can reach me on Facebook at Priscilla Williams.
I'm so excited about what God has done in your life. You continue to be a testimony and a beacon for people that's watching. And you're quite the preacher. You get excited about the love of God. I still remember you presiding over some of the services and preaching, and that's quite a fire
yes.
in your belly. Now, did you finish your master's with us?
No,
you
I finished
bachelor?
The associate. I did the associate
you
degree.
Did your associate. All right, now we
mm-hmm.
need to get back in and go and get that bachelor's in. And finish up, but
I know
only,
I am, Bishop.
Not only did she get delivered, get transformed, she applied herself to learn the Word of God so she can be in a position to help others. And I'm godly proud of you. Y'all got to connect with this
Thank
woman of
you.
God and the gift. We love you. Thank you so much tonight. We bless you. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank
Give
you.
My love to all your sisters,
you
all right? And the man
I
of God.
I will.
All right. Okay.
God
Thank
bless.
You so much. Now tonight we've got Prophetess Caldwell
mm-hmm.
on the phone. Prophetess Caldwell.
How are you, Bishop? How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, woman of God. How are you?
I am so blessed. Bless you, Pastor Vicky.
Bless you.
You've been all over the world. We've been missing you at the church. God, you've been everywhere. You've been all in Texas. You've been singing and you've been Facebook live and praying, and but we've not laid our eyes on you. And so we miss you at the HC. We miss you, and the church miss you and everything. Everybody loves you. They miss you.
I miss home. I miss being there, guys. We just give God glory for all that he's doing.
Have your feet struck Zion? Have it struck the city yet?
And my feet were strike the city at 2 a.m. this morning. Not yet. Still in Orlando, on my way back now as we speak, but I will get there about 2 a.m. Give God all glory. And
now,
I just want to say, go ahead, Bishop.
No, you go ahead, woman of God.
I just want to say my choice of drug was unforgiveness and rage. And due to molestation and the things that I have been through as a preacher's daughter, and I just praise God for the spirit of deliverance that the Lord had to do through me and with me and bringing me out because of the rage that had landed me into jail and over again and the things that I had to go through to get to where I am today. I praise God for delivering me. He's a strong deliverer, and he delivered me with a strong hand. And I just, you know, praise him because people think that that is not a addiction, but it is. Unforgiveness is an addiction, you know, and I praise God for delivering me from that and teaching me how to release and to let go, because it becomes your daily bread. You don't know how to live a different life than that, and the Lord had to teach me how to release that and to let that go. Because, and the way he did it, he delivered me with a strong hand, and because it kept landing me in jail. And I'm so glad to be delivered, and now how to express love and to show love and how to walk in love is a whole nother lifestyle, and to teach it now is a beautiful thing.
Amazing. What would you say was the key to that transformation? What did it? I know you went to jail. I know you all of those kind of things that you said that you kept landing there. But what switch flipped it?
I did not want my seed, my five children, to grow up eating of that tree and never being able to live, but just existing in life, living like I was living, not knowing or ever experiencing peace because they only knew how to eat of the tree of hate. And me having my children and looking into my son's and my daughter's eyes and seeing nothing but hate, you know, that's what did it. They taught me how to love again. They taught me, God let me experience love again through my children. And my children taught me what unconditional love was. And I praise God for blessing me with them to be able to see what unconditional love was through my children. And I praise God through that. I was able to see his love. And I chose to live again through that.
Well, you definitely packed a punch. You came through here. While me and Lady Vicky was in the islands, where we went to?
Antigua.
We was in Antigua. What's your mic at? Your mic is
Antigua.
Okay. You were in Antigua. Yeah. Let me just see your mic. We can't make all that noise. There you go. You was in Antigua. We was in Antigua. And she came through and preached in this house, and she tore it up. The ministry gift, our church has been yearning for your arrival and return back to us because of the ministry gift that God, true prophetic leader, and God uses her mightily in the giftings and word of knowledge. And so we tell you, God, thank you. She's quite a singer, too, prophetic singer, and doing you on tour now, am I right?
Yes, and I'm so excited about it. Holy Fire Tour. So we're excited about it. Spreading that fire.
You keep doing what you're doing, and we're so proud of you. We love you tonight, and thank you so much for coming on and being with us tonight.
And I love the hospital church. See you guys in a few.
All right. Can't wait. I've got my good friend, Powerful Testimony. He's going to end us tonight, I think, tonight.
The recovery center that he does is simply amazing. So I want to let him introduce himself, kind of talk about that recovery center, and whatever God tells him to say when he's on. Come on, man of God, let God use you.
Hey, Bishop, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I hear that y'all will be to see us in April, is it?
We are headed down to Jacksonville, where the weather is finer down there.
It is a little bit better than North Carolina. Tell us a little bit about your ministry there.
Absolutely. So what we have up this way is right now currently a 28-bed, 16-week residential treatment program for males who are dealing with drug and alcohol addiction. And actually, believe it or not, we're one of the only facilities that work a 12-step faith-based model that also includes professional services. So we get our folks exposed to regular therapy with licensed and certified professionals. And some of the biggest news that we have is that we are now in the process of opening up our brand new women's facility. Praise God. Praise God. Just really a Herculean effort is what's gone on up here. And, you know, it's just a beautiful God thing whenever you see a community who each goes into their backyard and starts building their portion of the wall to make something happen. And that's really what we've seen inside of this effort to make this women's facility, which is much needed, become a reality. And I'm going to say, Bishop, one of the most beautiful things that's happening, we're pushing the model that's becoming one of the only family care centers inside of our area and across the state, really. And when I say that, it means that we're going to not only be able to help the mother and the father at no cost to them or their families, but we've now developed a children's program that can house these children of the addicted while they receive their treatment.
You said no cost. Say it one more time.
No cost. Silver and gold need I none.
So a total care facility able to minister to the total needs of the family, so the children are not left on the side as well while their parents are seeking transformation.
That's correct. Absolutely. And it's much more than just a babysitting type service. This is a comprehensive care program offered to the children that takes them mm-hmm. through a complete restoration process with mother and father mm-hmm. throughout that 6-month period that we're able to serve them.
Incredible. Now, where is this model faith-based being done at in other places? Or is it done anywhere else like this?
I haven't found one. The Family Care Center, we developed the model ourselves. We wrote the programming, and we continue to open up, and we run our own system and model, so we are independent in the program services that we offer.
So what if there's a pastor, and of course, they definitely need to give you all a donation and not just show up and let you train them. What if there's a pastor and they're doing it already, but they're not doing it the way you're doing it, and they want to see results as well? Can they contact you?
Absolutely. They can come up and visit us and spend a week, spend a month, you know, however long they would like to spend touring the facilities and understanding and going through our model and even interviewing our different staff members who are responsible for the different components of the program.
Well, definitely. So I know that you're coming to Jacksonville, and you haven't seen our new gorgeous facility. Matter of fact, we're in our studio. This is our studio for the facility that we have now. And we're actually not only just on radio now, but we're live on the internet. Have about 120 views. We had about 560 people when we started Long Show.
Great job.
But there are people literally from all over the world that's viewed us. But you're doing an incredible job. Now, tell people how they can support, sponsor, send people to you. Tell them how they can do that.
Absolutely. They can go and find out everything they need to know, including ways to support us. And even more program information on our website. It's bcrcrecovery.org. And, of course, they can always feel free to reach out to us. And I'll tell you what, we take people from down in the Florida area all the time. So we try to cast our net real wide. And one of the things that we enjoy doing is teaching and preaching the gospel to those who need to find victory from victory to victory inside of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we look forward to doing that, and we hope that our message can be carried tonight across the air of what you're offering, and someone who might need it will hear it.
How long is your waiting list? I know they got to be knocking your doors down.
Yeah, and it is, but obviously if they can call up and they can reference you or even reference this this airing that they heard tonight, we can definitely make some moves for our dear friend Bishop Jackson down there in Jacksonville, Florida.
We love you, man. We love you. We love what you're doing. Now give them that website again. I want to make sure they get it correct.
Sure. It's bcrcrecovery.org. And I was able to forward you one of our most recent promo videos that kind of covers all of these bases as well. So I don't know how you could get that out to the people.
Recovery. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that video and I'm going to put it in the search engine down below so people can see it and take advantage of it. I'm going to copy and paste that in there so they can see it now and plug into what you are doing, because you're doing, when I say, one of the phenomenal jobs.
Yeah.
I've watched you, and you know, over the years, you know, we started working together some time ago, and I've watched you, what you've done, and it's tremendous job. So now when you come here, now that we've got our studio all set up, you know that what that means, though. You know I need some time to finally do some of the things that we've been trying to do, but running like crazy. And so I'm excited about what God is doing. Listen,
absolutely,
to me. You've got a history of deliverance, God using your ministry to bring deliverance. And I've watched you moved up. You were once on drugs yourself?
Absolutely, yeah. So one of the most beautiful gifts that I get to live out today that God has given me was that when I was 22 years old, I walked through the doors of this same place that I'm able to be the CEO of today. So
Amen.
It's really just a beautiful thing to live out my victory from a horrible heroin addiction, crack cocaine addiction, alcohol addiction, and get to just be exposed to men who are, I mean, the lights are coming on for these guys and they're finding their freedom. Today, and that's what we try to lay out, is that pathway to lay it at his feet.
I'm just excited. Listen to me, my friend. I thank you so much. We're praying for your success. Can't wait to see you. You'll be here soon, and hopefully some pastors will reach out to us. They can plug into you and when you're here. I love you much. Pray God's speed be upon you. Have a wonderful evening. Thank
love
you for staying
Bishop.
Up late enough to be with us tonight. Y'all, it has been tremendously a wonderful day that we've talked about deliverance.
Yeah.
And I want to pray. I want to pray. I want to pray. I want you to send us prayer requests. We meet God every morning at 7 a.m., and we're praying for families and lives that are dealing with issues, and we're believing that God is a deliverer. So if you're out there and you've got some issues that you're dealing with in your life and you're wondering how you're going to make it, I'm going to tell you, you're going to make it because God is a deliverer. I'm not telling you what I heard. I'm telling you what I know. He's able to deliver. If you'll touch and agree with me even right now, I'm believing God to bring deliverance to your home. If you've got a prayer request, I want you to put your prayer request and say your prayer request. Inbox us your prayer request. We're praying all over the nation, and God is delivering and transforming people. One by one, name by name. We're saying, I'm live. This is Tuesday night. This is not a rebroadcast or something that we've done. This is not old stuff. This is current. Right there, I see you, Brother Frank Nelson. I see some of you all, Brother Sister Davis, Brother Davis. I can't see that far. Kenya, I appreciate all you all. We're getting ready to pray, and God's going to do some deliverance. Touch and agree. I'm going to pray with you. Some of you, just put. I know this sounds crazy. Just take your hand and put it on your phone, right where I'm praying at, and as a point of contact. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, the spirit of addiction that's fighting in homes and in lives and families right now,
We rebuke the spirit of addiction. We come against the spirit of addiction right now. We thank you, God, that the yoke of bondage has been severed off the life of God's people, that they're able to be who you call them to be. God, we thank you for the woman of God. We thank you for these two great women of God and those that have told their testimony of deliverance, God, that you will keep them, cover them. They will fulfill your purpose in your plan for their life. We thank you for allowing us to come tonight. Bless us until we meet again, able to come to this place. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We love you so much. Amen. We're praying God's strength. God's blessings be upon you. Have a wonderful evening.
Okay. Amen.